to the RKG 318 mobile. You know, I'm really trying to think that this Motorola sounds better than that Kenwood sound-wise, just more radio clear.
Are you on your handheld?
No, this 5550 and the 4Runner, it's just the way he set it up, man, it is crystal good.
Oh, that's great. And is it an external speaker or the internal on the face?
No, it's the same big speaker, just like the Kenwoods are set up, like our Kenwoods are got that big speaker.
Yeah, one thing I have noticed about my Kenwood with the external speaker, audio quality is great. The audio volume on FM is lacking. But once you go to digital, it'll blow you out of the truck.
Yeah, my guess is you might try pumping it with the noisy audio profile and maybe do a little bit of tinkering around with the RX gain.
Yeah, I might mess with it. Like I said, I've got no complaints about the audio quality. It's just those two big speakers. And I think we talked about this before, and you summed it up very clearly. There's just not enough wattage coming out of those small decks to really drive those speakers like the older, you know, 890s and 790s did.
Yeah, definitely. It just seems to me like you got to turn it up pretty mid-grade, but it's still good. It's just this Motorola one's just got a little different sound to it.
Yeah, they've been at it a long time, that's for sure. They know what they're doing.
That is true. I did get out my little BTEX that I bought originally to start using, and I want to put one at my mom's house and one at my brother's house, and I didn't realize that radio is dual band GMRS certified, but it receives pretty much everything.